Yesterday, the New Jersey Supreme Court ruled that young people living in the state who had entered the U.S. illegally have the right to apply for legal residence if they can show they were abused in their home country. There's a federal program that can provide amnesty to eligible people under the age of 21 on a case-by-case basis. But first, a state court needs to determine whether they were abused or neglected and whether it's in their best interest to stay in the U.S. And that's the part of the process that the New Jersey State Supreme Court weighed in on Wednesday. Sal Rizzo of the Bergen County Record and NorthJersey.com has been covering the case, and he joins us on NewsWorks tonight to figure out what the ruling means. Thanks for speaking with us.
Happy to be here. Thanks.
First, could you tell us a little bit more about this program? How does it work, and who's it supposed to help?
It's run by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, and it's basically targeted at a very small subset of immigrant children, those who can prove that if they go back home to their home countries, they would be going back home to a violent parent, an abusive parent, a parent who can't care for them, or who have no one to go back to when they go back to their home country. And so this isn't, you know, we're not talking about a border wall on the southern border. We're not talking about, you know, mass emigration from anywhere. We're just talking about abused children who, if they go back home, they don't have anyone to care for them. That's who it's targeted at. And so the setup works this way. You know, first you go to a state judge, and that judge has to make a finding whether you were abused, neglected, or abandoned in your home country, and whether it's in your best interest to stay in the United States. They then must send those two, you know, surveys that they do for each kid to the federal government, and Homeland Security decides whether to approve or deny this application.
And this particular case dealt with three individuals who had entered the U.S. illegally and said it would be unsafe to return to their home countries. What do we know about them?
One young man came from India. He lived in the slums there. We don't know what part of India. He only had his mother to care for him. At some point, the mother became ill, very ill. They moved in with grandma. This young man, who is known only as MS, his initials, had to take a construction job in India. It was very taxing, his lawyers say. He worked sometimes 75 hours a week. He developed back problems. He developed a skin condition. And then he went on this sort of fascinating odyssey. He went to Turkey. He took a boat to Mexico. He walked across the U.S.-Mexico border, made his way up to Passaic County. His uncle is a U.S. citizen who lives in Passaic, has a family, is a tax driver in New York City, and he now lives with them. He crossed the border when he was 16. He's now 20, to give you an idea of how slow-moving this process has been for a lot of these people. And, you know, I mean, the Supreme Court really seemed to take his side yesterday, although they didn't come out and say he should be granted, you know, legal immigration status. The court went, you know, a little bit farther than it usually does in saying, well, we find that based on the record, he was neglected at home. So that's one of the key findings that the federal government is asking for, that the Supreme Court gave it to him, which will help his case. The other two girls are from El Salvador. They crossed when they were 11 and 15 years old, so they were substantially younger, at least the younger child. One of these girls was raped by a gang member in El Salvador, according to her lawyers. Their father, whom they lived with in El Salvador, was murdered apparently by another gang member. And so their mother, who lives in Elizabeth and has lived here for a number of years, she now has the girls at home, but they're facing deportation. So, you know, you get the picture that although we don't know their identities, these are kids who have been through a lot.
So there are tens of thousands of unaccompanied minors that have been placed with families in the U.S. after entering the country illegally, and about 3,500 of them in New Jersey. But this ruling wouldn't affect all 3,500. It would just affect a small fraction. Do we know how many people would be affected by this ruling?
I think it would be very difficult to put a number on it. You know, there are 3,500 kids in New Jersey who are facing deportation. Only the ones who can, because not all of them were abused in their home countries. So only the ones who can prove abuse, and only the ones who otherwise might be returned to an abusive parent back home, only those kids apply. You know, some lawyers said that might be a couple hundred. And so it's a very small, limited number.
And is New Jersey unique, or have other states had these sorts of problems, and has it gone to the Supreme Courts in other states?
Apparently, the New York courts, the Minnesota courts, and I believe there's another state have ruled, have all ruled on this. It's important to see that the New Jersey court even ruled on this, because, the way that they're structuring, you know, their opinion, they're saying whenever anyone at the state level is looking at this issue, you know, here's a good roadmap to see how to weigh the state part of it, the family law part of it, and the federal part of it, the immigration part of it. So some lawyers believe that this will be good guidance for states, even outside New Jersey.
Sal Rizzo is a staff writer with the Bergen County Record and NorthJersey.com. Thanks again for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thank you.